Leon Compton with you this morning on ABC Local Radio around Tasmania. On Monday, the Premier announced Tasmania's borders wouldn't be opening to Western Australia, the Northern Territory and South Australia tomorrow. It was the plan, but on Monday it changed, and that decision's now been deferred to the end of the month. The question we're asking is why, and more broadly, what is the plan to reopen the state's borders? As I mentioned earlier, we know that the vast majority of you really value the feeling of safety, the ability to travel around the state, to socialise, to send your kids to school. That's bolstered by the knowledge that borders are for the most part closed and that Tasmanians here are for the most part protected from the risks of COVID-19. But can a zero risk policy go on forever until a vaccine is found? Premier Peter Gutwin, good morning to you. Thank you for talking with us.
Leon, good morning. How are you?
I'm well. Thanks for coming on. You announced on Monday that plans to open borders to Western Australia, South Australia and the Northern Territory were deferred, raising the question of what the state is waiting for. Premier, are you planning to keep the borders closed until there's a vaccine for COVID-19?
Look, our plan has always been to gradually reopen our borders, and that still remains the plan. Obviously, reopening them to safe jurisdictions is what our intention is and remains. But it's obvious with what's occurring in Victoria that there is the risk of leakage to other states, and certainly in terms of South Australia, which shares a border which, albeit they are policing stringently, is relatively porous. And so we need to understand what's occurring in South Australia, which at the moment, I'd have to say, still remains relatively safe. But as this plays out in Victoria, and I think it bears watching over the next couple of weeks, which is exactly what we said we would do, weekly.
Premier, South Australia has barely had a case in months. It's had zero most days, perhaps one or two on its worst days. The Northern Territory has no active cases, and Western Australia has seven quarantined cases at the moment. Why was that too much risk to go ahead with reopening borders tomorrow?
Well, I think Tasmanians understand already earlier this week, I think two schools were closed in South Australia. They have reintroduced some of their restrictions during the week, which certainly signals to me that they are being very cautious themselves. But I do understand that a lot of Victorians, especially in northwestern Victoria, rely upon South Australia for their health services. And so the number of border exemptions and travel across the border is significant on a daily basis. So I think it's a cautious approach, but a sensible approach in ensuring that we understand how their border controls hold up, and importantly, whether or not they're able to ensure that they don't have community transmission themselves.
So can we draw the conclusion that you will only open borders to states with absolutely zero cases, Premier? Is that the plan?
No, it's not the plan. In terms of opening to other states, we will take public health advice in terms of the level of transmission that's occurring in other states and whether or not it's safe to open to Tasmania. That's always been our position, Leon. I must say, and on one hand, I can understand that people would be concerned or certainly frustrated if they had planned to travel to South Australia from tomorrow. But we will always take and make decisions based on advice and in what are the best interests of Tasmanians, and that's exactly what we've done here.
So let's have a look at your PESRAC report that was delivered by Don Challen a few weeks ago. Quote, "The only realistic approach is to develop strategies to coexist with COVID-19, balancing," he went on to say, "health risks with the economic problems that come with keeping the borders closed." I mean, it seems like we're planning to deal with almost no risk to deal with COVID-19 rather than coexisting.
Well, we want to ensure that we absolutely minimise the risk. And I think, you've made the point yourself this morning that Tasmanians at the moment, albeit with some restrictions, are starting to move more freely around the state. They're starting to spend in our local businesses and send their kids to school, and people feel reasonably comfortable with that. And I think it's incumbent upon us to ensure that we keep the risk as low as possible and that we minimise it. Now, what we've always outlined has been our plans that we would put in place and have in place should we open our borders, and that is that we've ensured that we've got public health capacity in terms of rapid response and tracking and tracing, that our public health system is in a position to deal with COVID cases, and that we've maintained social distancing, that we've got good hygiene in place right across the community. So all of those plans are in place, but importantly, and I think for most Tasmanians, the circumstances that are occurring in Victoria, what we're watching unfold in New South Wales, and even this week in terms of Queensland, they've closed and put in place a hard border with New South Wales. You know, now's the time to be cautious. Now's the time to take steps based on public health and health advice and ensure that we keep Tasmanians safe. And in that context is how we'll view the reopening of our borders if and when we do.
Is there an issue in Tasmania about our readiness to open borders? One World Health Organization expert that we spoke to earlier in the week suggested it may be that we're just not ready here yet in Tasmania to track and trace, to accommodate people, more people in quarantine, that our health system isn't ready. And that was one of the reasons we might have deferred reopening with South Australia, Western Australia and Northern Territory.
Well, in terms of where Tasmania sits compared to other jurisdictions, you know, we have had to deal already with a significant outbreak on the northwest coast. And that was both testing, but it was also a learning experience for us. And we built up capacity very quickly to deal with that. And we dealt with that, you know, I think it was described by the then Chief Medical Officer as an exemplary way to deal with an outbreak. And so we learned lessons then, we built on those lessons, and we're in a place where we could deal and more than adequately with an outbreak. But again, what we've seen occur in Victoria and in New South Wales is that this virus is deadly. It is highly contagious, and in the Victorian situation, it doesn't take much for it to get away from you.
Do you accept, Premier, that we can't go on with an almost zero-risk approach to dealing with COVID in Tasmania, that, as Don Challen says, at some point we will have to develop strategies to coexist with it to move the economy forward again?
Well, Leon, as I've often said, it's not so much what's happening here, it's what's happening over the fence. And in terms of opening our borders to Victoria or New South Wales, that is a long way away. We need to look at what's occurring in South Australia and keep an eye on what's occurring in Queensland. And we'll make decisions based on what the risk is in those states to Tasmanians should they travel there. And then return, and conversely, if people from those states were to travel here.
Okay, I'll ask you about this one more time, and then
that is a sensible.
I'll ask you about this one more time and move on. There are almost no cases in South Australia. There are very few, a handful in Western Australia, and none in the Northern Territory. And yet, you said that you wouldn't be prepared to open the borders with those places tomorrow. So, what level of risk will you be prepared to tolerate, Premier?
What we need to look at, Leon, is what occurs as this Victorian situation rolls out. You know, there are thousands of border movements every day across the borders that that Victoria shares with other states and that New South Wales shares with other states. That's the nature of those big borders. Taking a sensible, cautious approach, I think, at this time is the right thing to do. And I won't apologise for it. I don't want to put Tasmanians at risk, and I think keeping a watchful eye on South Australia and Queensland especially is the sensible thing to do right now.
We've heard a lot of frustration with the good-to-go pass and the way that what it's like to deal with at the moment. Premier, have you heard frustrations that the good-to-go pass is too complex and too unclear about what arrivals here will actually have to deal with, whether they'll be able to quarantine at home or be taken to a hotel? Have you heard those frustrations?
Look, not that they've been brought specifically to my attention. I've just done another radio interview this morning, and a similar question was asked and an example was used, and I might talk about that that example. That was somebody that was looking to travel post August 31 in late September, I think, or early October, and they were hoping to get an answer as to whether or not they could return from Queensland. Now, as I said this morning, in terms of what the situation will be in Queensland in September, October, we don't know. At the moment, if you are a Victorian coming to Tasmania, you're turned around and you're sent back. If you're coming out of a New South Wales hotspot, you're turned around and you're sent back. If you're coming out of a Queensland hotspot, you're turned around and sent back. If you're coming from Queensland, you go into quarantine. That's the circumstance up until the end of this month. What it will be after that date will largely be determined by what the virus is doing in those two states or in those other states at that particular time. And I think that whilst frustrating, because everybody likes to know where they will be in the future. At the moment, we need to take a watch and see approach, or a wait and see approach in terms of what's occurring in those states. And so whilst some people are frustrated, at the moment, we're providing as much certainty as we can, and that is up until the end of August.
Premier, a couple more questions before we leave you. The State Controller, Darren Hines, says he doesn't decide who's classified as an essential worker in Tasmania. Can you imagine how Tasmanian bricklayers are feeling about bricklayers being brought into the state at the moment?
Well, again, the advice that Darren Hines acts upon in terms of the essential workers is firstly framed up by public health, and then there is an assessment conducted by the PIPWE before Darren Hine is asked to make a decision on it. In terms of the advice that employers are asked to provide, is that, and employers have to provide documentary evidence of this, that they are unable to access those skills, and that it is time critical that they get the job done. Now, we need to rely upon those employers to be telling us the truth, and ultimately then, based on that evidence, Darren Hine makes a decision. I can understand how some people might be frustrated as a result of this, but in terms of the circumstance now with exemptions being granted, obviously it's much tougher if you're Victorian or coming via a hotspot area. In fact, if someone's looking to come in from Victoria, we ask employers to see if they can source specialist skills from anywhere else in the country before we'd even consider that exemption. So whilst frustrating, the system is working, and the public health advice that it's based upon, I think, is quite sound.
Final question that feels like the one we end on each and every time we talk. If this is the new normal that we're living in at the moment, Premier, when will you end the state of emergency that we're all living under at the moment?
Well, in terms of the state of emergency, that's a matter for me to receive advice from both the State Controller and obviously other agencies that that are reporting to him. With Victoria having elevated their state of emergency and being our closest neighbour with their elevation to a state of disaster and what's occurring there, it's obviously difficult for Tasmania to come out of its state of emergency as it stands at the moment. But look, that will be based upon advice. And for as long as we need to keep our border controls in place, I would expect that there would be some level of either emergency or alert that would be maintained under the State Emergency Management Act.
Premier, I appreciate you coming on this morning.
Leon, thank you very much.